Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Elon Musk now has access to the federal government's funding agencies. ABC's Christiane Cordero explains.
Sources confirming that Elon Musk has been given access to the U.S. Treasury Department's vast payment system. The move essentially puts the government's multi-trillion dollar checkbook in the hands of the world's richest man, and his message about wasteful government spending has been clear.
Your money is being wasted, and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that.
The official who oversaw the federal payment system has been placed on administrative leave after he resisted giving Musk and DOGE officials access to the system.
Staffers at USAID were instructed to stay out of that agency's Washington headquarters after Musk announced that President Trump had agreed with him to shut down the agency. The tariffs against Mexico, Canada, and China will go into effect first thing tomorrow. Ontario Premier Doug Ford announcing he's ripping up a contract with Elon Musk's Starlink Internet services. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced legislation to protect AM radio. The bill would require automakers to continue making AM radio accessible in their new passenger vehicles at no additional cost to consumers. The lawmakers say AM radio is a crucial service, especially for farmers who use it to receive critical emergency information and local news. Automakers would have 4 years to comply with the new rule and would be required to inform drivers if AM radio is not available in a vehicle in the interim. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are once again proposing an extension of Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers. It's the second time that the bipartisan group has advocated for the legislation, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's unlikely the proposal will become law this session. Wisconsin is one of only two states in the country that have not extended the coverage. The extension would allow mothers on Medicaid to receive a full year of coverage to protect against a number of post-birth medical issues. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will host a public meeting on the proposed rehabilitation project of the U.S. 63 bridge over the Yellow River in Spooner this week. According to DOT officials, the meeting will be held at Spooner City Hall on Wednesday at 5 p.m. The bridge is about 50 years old and the proposed work is scheduled for 2028. DOT officials are planning to overlay the bridge deck with concrete, replace aging structures, improve nearby drainage, and replace a guardrail. Traffic would be reduced to a single lane during construction. Officials from the Bayfield County Sheriff's Office say they're looking for abandoned properties to use as training sites. According to a social media post, Sheriff's Office officials are asking community members to share potential abandoned locations they own or know of to be used for training scenarios. Officials say training in a real-life structure offers law enforcement authorities a better hands-on experience. Anybody who has suggestions about those potential sites can message the Sheriff's Office through their social media accounts. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a 3-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Light snow is going to end this morning, then it will be mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 27 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 8 above tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and a bit colder with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., joins to reflect on the legacy of the birthday boys, Thomas Paine and FDR. Also, will tariffs on Canada and Mexico lower prices for Wisconsinites? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And I'm honored and privileged to have my next guest on, Mr. Casey Washington, who is a young man who's done some tremendous things in acting out in California. He's appeared on some of the top sitcoms, over the last 10, 15 years. And so I want to introduce him to you, Mr. Casey Washington. Good morning to you, young man. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Ingram. I'm fantastic. Thank you. Thank
yeah, you. Man. You just have this presence about you. You know, man. So tell us a little bit about Casey Washington.
Born and raised Milwaukee native. Graduated from Madison High School.
Man, I thought they said nothing good could come out of Madison High School.
Who said that?
Yeah, you know, it's been.
Who said that?
Well, you.
they didn't check my record. They didn't check my record.
All right.
graduated from Madison High School. And then after I left Madison, I moved to Los Angeles to become an actor or pursue my dreams as an actor. And
how old were you at that time?
20? 19, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So had you appeared in shows and things here? What made you feel that you had?
Oh, I can tell you. Listen, I can tell you the exact moment. So I did a play called We Are the Drum.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're familiar.
Absolutely.
And we were at Ilium Hall. It was opening night at Ilium Hall. We did the show. It was incredible. The energy was incredible. And then at the end of the night, the cast came out the doors. And those doors opened. And when they opened, I said, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And that's how it started.
You know, for those who don't know, Capita Productions, We Are the Drum, will be kicking off again on February 27th.
Let's go.
I am the MC of Capita Productions, We Are the Drum, but I'm also a member of the board of directors. So when you mention Capita Productions, I'm a little smitten, man.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, it's a great opportunity for young people to get involved in theater, and every year this great show takes place, and it's a prime example of a young man like you, yeah, who did that and then was able to see that as an opportunity. Most young blacks don't see that as an opportunity. Mm. They don't get exposed to it, right? Capital right. production at least offers that.
Yeah. Capital, I mean, I would say back then I was with Eileen.
Skorowski, absolutely.
Yeah. And Pat.
Pat Bridges is still there. She's still there.
I remember those two so fondly because they were so committed to the show.
Right.
And that made me feel like, you know, I guess, you know, it's from the top. The top, are they're committed up top. We're committed down here. Yeah. You know, it's a trickle-down effect. So once I felt that and we did the show, it just went from there. And
So you leave here as a young 20-year-old. Uh-huh. You go to seek fame and fortune in California. Uh-huh. And, you know, the road to riches is paved sometimes with a lot of failure.
Absolutely.
How did you succeed?
Honestly, just got to keep going. No matter what. I always have this thing about myself. You'll be all right, no matter what. You'll be fine. Just keep going. Just keep going.
So that clearly had to come from your raising.
Yeah.
The people who raised you instilled that in you.
Yeah. My dad put me to work at 10. When I turned 10 years old, I was moving furniture, and there was no way.
That you're going to do that for a living.
That I was going to do it for a living, but also there was no way I can give up or I can stop working. You know what I mean? Once we started a job, it was, even though I was beat down, it was hard. You know, I was just a young kid and I'm lifting, you know, boxes all day. And it was such a physical job, but there was no way I can give up. And that transferred into me moving forward into my career. You know, if I start a job, there's no way I can give up. I got to keep going. And even if it's a failure, I learned something for the next round.
So did you go to acting school?
I did. Well, when I got to California, I started studying with a man named Aaron Spizer, who was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, acting coaches at the time. He was coaching Will Smith. He still coaches Will Smith and the Wayans and Jennifer Lopez. And
wow.
He was an amazing guy. And I went to his class just to look at the class. And I thought it was fantastic. And I said, I'll do anything to join this class. And one day I was talking to him and he was complaining about a guy who didn't clean up the studio. He was like, oh man, the guy, you know, he was supposed to mop the floor and clean the bathrooms. I said, hey man, can I do that? And he said, can you do it? One day a week, 2 hours. Absolutely. How much does it cost to go to your class? You go free. You're on scholarship. So I spent 12 years as one of his key students in his studio. And I learned so much. He gave me so much background and behind the scenes work that it just became a sort of a, you know his name and you throw it out there and the people you work with go, oh yeah, I know that guy. He's incredible.
So if you're just joining us, I'm joined by a young man, Mr. Casey Washington, who is an actor who spent 25 years out in California. Tell us some of the sitcoms, man, major sitcoms, and some of the people you've worked with.
Major sitcoms, Hot in Cleveland, Mike and Molly, Everybody Hates Chris. I did the Key and Peele pilot. So
when I looked up you on some of the, you didn't just have a bit piece where you came in and said, oh, by the way, 5 seconds you said, and you were gone. You were actually engaged and written into these shows.
Yeah. I can tell you, here's a crazy experience. So in Hollywood, a lot of people, the thing is to audition. You audition, you audition, you audition. When I started in the business, I was a production assistant, so I started behind the scenes. I was, you know, getting coffee, taking garbage out, running scripts to people's homes. And it just became a thing where I just worked behind the scenes to keep money in my pocket. So when I decided to quit doing behind the scenes work, I wanted to be an actor. All those connections were still there. So I started to get small parts because I knew someone. I did Everybody Hates Chris because I worked with Debbie Allen so much. When I walked in the room, Debbie was like, "Oh, baby." And I was like, "Oh," walked out of the room, and I got the job because I've worked with her for so long. So it just became a who you know type of deal.
So you got to know Debbie Allen.
Debbie Allen's fantastic.
Man, I mean, just how did you wind up even getting anywhere near, for people in this audience who don't know who the great Debbie Allen is? Man, magnificent dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Has starred in all sorts of A-list movies. Mm-hmm. How did you even, because you would think that a person like Debbie Allen, and nothing personal, but Casey Washington, you know, how did that happen?
Okay, so.
Because I'm sure there are a lot of Casey Washingtons coming up to Debbie Allen. Hey, Debbie.
So when I first came into the business, like I said, I was a production assistant. And I was a production assistant on All of Us back in the day. Remember that show?
Yes.
With Dwayne Martin?
Oh, yeah.
Lisa Ray. And Debbie was a director. Well, she still is director. And she was directing a few episodes. And I was there every day of the week, because I was a production assistant. So we got to know each other, and I was just, you know, the young, fresh kid, you know, big eyes looking, oh, man, this is Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I've always just kept it to that point, committed to that, and not so much in the mix. You know, it was just work for me. And then as we went along, I will always see Debbie, and Debbie would say, oh, my goodness, you're always working. Yes, I'm always working. If I'm not in front of the camera, I'm behind the camera.
Right.
Because I got bills to pay.
Right.
And it's, you know, what did Red Fox say? You could be a lot funnier with a full stomach.
Well, how is it possible early on you moved to California?
Mm-hmm.
It costs a lot more to live in California than in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
How were you able to make that happen? Support from your family?
Okay, so let me preference all of this
right
to the absolute moment, like the beginning. I have a good friend named Shan Bernard. I went to high school. I didn't necessarily go to high school with him. I went to high school with his cousins, but he used to always show up at our events, football games and stuff like that. And he would always listen to us as young kids. He would listen to us and, you know, what we wanted to do. And I had told him I wanted to be an actor. And he said, oh, I got a cousin out there. She's a casting director. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's great. And I ended up taking my first trip out there, and I stayed with his cousin in her place. And she put me as an extra. She's an extra caster, casting director. She put me in in Baby Boy.
Oh, Baby Boy, man. Oh, wow. Got to hang on. 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Casey Washington. He is a renowned actor. And has lived in California, and you know, when I say renowned, man, look at some of your credits. And so you're back here in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. to do some great things, work with some young people, and I'm excited to have you on the air. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
So I've taken out this time.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Last April, federal cybersecurity agency CISA issued warnings to election officials on how to combat a Russian online scheme to mislead American voters in the 2024 election. CISA is now under attack by its own administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act was signed by President Donald Trump in 2018, with part of its mission to protect election systems. It played a vital role in hardening state and local computer systems prior to the 2024 election, supporting state election officials, and monitoring hacking and disinformation campaigns perpetrated by Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. After the 2020 election, it refuted Trump's false claims that the 2020 election was manipulated. Trump fired its director, and CISA was targeted by Project 2025 for a dramatic overhaul, with some conservatives calling for the agency's elimination. Just before inauguration, President Biden issued an executive order requiring new CISA cybersecurity standards be implemented, but Trump immediately revoked it January 20th. CISA's highly qualified director, Jen Easterly, resigned on Inauguration Day. New Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, said in her confirmation hearing, CISA had strayed from its mission by monitoring disinformation. As governor of South Dakota, she refused federal funding to harden cyber systems, calling it wasteful spending. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
How many did you say? Six?
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Casey Washington, a nationally renowned actor from the city of Milwaukee, who's kind of made his way after 25 years. And I just look at, man, some of the people you've been around and you've worked with. Mm-hmm. It really is kind of, you know, to a guy that comes from Milwaukee and travels and follows his dream and it becomes a reality, man. The path is paved with people who felt the same way and did not succeed. So it has a lot to do with your stick-to-itiveness and clearly your talent. That can't be. So that people recognize your talent immediately, or did your talent improve through the classes?
I would say it recognized immediately. I would give you a story about Cedric. When I was
Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric the Entertainer. I was a production assistant at the time on a show called Cedric the Entertainer Presents. It was a sketch show back in the day.
Right.
And I was an office PA, but I was always hustling. I had to deliver scripts throughout the night and, you know, across the city.
Right.
So a lot of times I would pull up to Cedric's house and Cedric be on his way to work. On his way to set. And one time Cedric came out of the house and said, "Hey, listen, if it takes you this long to drop the script off, just leave it at work. I'll get it when I get to work." "Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. That gives me one less stop."
Right.
And then when I get to work one day, I come in his office and I drop the script off. And Cedric says, "I see you hustling, young gunner." I left the office, but I was like, "Oh, so he knows that I work really hard."
Right.
Just as a production assistant, whatever they need, it's always, I'm running and gunning. So from that point, I became like Cedric's stand-in.
Really?
So when Cedric physically and the look, you know. It goes by, it's still kind of who you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was just always in the right place at the right time, especially when it came to Cedric, because Cedric's always working.
Right.
Always working. You never catch a moment where Cedric's, if he's not on doing a television show, he's on the stage. So I kept that in mind. You know, as long as I'm hustling or working hard, you know, I will always find my space in that, you know, next to someone who's doing the same thing.
Especially someone who's succeeded.
I mean.
Yeah.
Many times over.
Yeah.
And then when I got to acting class, that was kind of a coach. My coach saw that I was...
Not intimidated.
Not intimidated, exactly. You know, it was more like, all right, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay in class or... Are you just going to be a student because you want to be a student? I was like, nah, man, I want to work. I want to work. Teach me to act. Teach me how to act. How to act. And I find work. And that's what happened.
So, look, man, I got an opportunity to be in this this movie called Birds of a Feather.
Right.
And... it's not released yet, mm-hmm. but you know, man, I didn't have any idea. Never done anything, right?
Right.
I had the people on the show, on my radio show, and they were looking for a person. They couldn't find a person to fit, and out of the clear blue, they called me up and said, "Hey, you're the guy," right? And so I hadn't. Look, man, I'm a 70-year-old guy. I'm not thinking of getting into anything new. But I went to the rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And after 12-hour days, I said, I won't do this. Man, because it was the repetitiveness of it. People don't see that aspect of it. It's hard work.
Mm-hmm. Most people, you know, when people watch TV, they see 30 minutes, an hour, you know, 60 minutes.
Right.
They see that, but they don't know it took us some shows. You get an hour show. A lot of those shows shoot 6 days a week for an hour. You see an hour of those 6 days.
Yeah, and during the day, you're not talking about 1 hour.
No, we're pulling 12. 13.
Yeah.
The longest I've ever sat on a set was 18 hours.
Man, I couldn't. All I said was, I don't do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
After it was over, I was relieved. And just the repetitiveness of it.
Right.
Same scene over.
Over.
And over. And over. And over. And I'm like, hey, I mean, just one little slip up from any of us. Got to do it again. Got to do it again. People are looking for perfection, right?
They're looking for perfection, but there's so many components. You want to make sure that everything's firing at the same time. You know, the actors are on their job. The camera guy's on his job. The sound people are on their job. So sometimes, you know, you get people who are very in tune, the director who's very in tune to all those different levels, and to say, well, we need to do this again because, you know, the word didn't come out correctly at the end of your sentence.
All right, 855-752-4842 is the number. My guest is Mr. Casey Washington, a nationally renowned actor. 855-752-4842 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced record-breaking enrollment through the Affordable Care Act. According to a press release, over 313,000 Wisconsin residents signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace during the 2025 open enrollment period. That increase represents an 18% boost over last year and is the highest enrollment the state has ever seen. Governor Evers said the enrollment jump shows how important defending the system is. A new projection by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau found that Wisconsin's state surplus is actually a bit larger than previously anticipated. The organization projects Wisconsin will finish the 2023-2025 budget with a surplus of $4.3 billion, and the tax revenue will be nearly $900 million higher than expected in November. Officials say the increased revenues will be a result of President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs, which are expected to increase inflation. State Republicans have pushed for tax cuts through the budget surplus. An Ashland man accused of killing two men outside his bar in 2023 has been convicted by a jury. According to court documents, 36-year-old Nathan Moncline was convicted of first and second degree homicide in the shooting deaths of Manuel and Luis Garcia. The brothers were Mexican citizens visiting a restaurant owned by a family member next to Moncline's bar. On October 14, 2023, Moncline and the brothers got into an altercation outside the bar before Moncline fired 9 shots at them. His sentencing is scheduled for May 6th. Shell Lake School District officials say they're in the process of developing informational materials ahead of another operational referendum on the April ballot. The school board approved the referendum question earlier this month after residents narrowly voted against a similar proposal on the November ballot by about 50 votes. District officials say they want residents to hear the full situation that required them to propose the referendum and are also exploring alternative budget solutions if the referendum is voted down again in April. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard. So have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to 3 new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the 3 Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Light snow is going to end this morning, then it will be mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 27 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 8 above tomorrow. Mostly cloudy and a bit colder with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zippos is back as my guest co-host. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 lawsuit. What does that mean? Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Chaka, 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 Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I want to do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love.
too. I'm gonna take it in my arm, never fill you with my charm, chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, chaka. I make it more than just a
business. This is a song never get old. Because you make me wanna scream. Every Rocky, Rocky.
We need more harmonicas.
All right. Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, I'm joined by Mr. Casey Washington, a very successful actor who's acted in some great shows. You've been in movies?
Baby Boy is probably the only.
Baby Boy, man. You know, one of my all-time favorite movies,
nice,
man.
Nice.
Baby Boy. 855-752-4842. You've decided to move. You're moving kind of back this way.
Yeah.
After all that success in L.A., man, why would you want to come back home?
To be honest, a lot of Hollywood has changed, and do I want to be along that ride? Not necessarily.
A change in what instance?
It's just not like what I grew up in. When I grew up, it was a lot of, I would say, politics changed a lot of it, and that's not my strong suit. You know,
right.
I'm more or less.
You're not a politrickster.
No, I'm more or less. I love what I do.
Right.
I'm passionate about what I do. I love being creative, and those things aren't in my wheelhouse.
So you got so there was always this idea that you had to play the game,
mm-hmm.
even if you had talent, you had to play the game. How much of that was real?
Most of it. Most of it, a lot of it is, you got to play the game, and that's just not in Hollywood. I mean, it goes across the board.
Right.
A lot of times you have to play the game, and that's not my strong suit. My strong suit is creativity, being creative, and being able to make TV and movies and flush out ideas, and that's my strong suit, and that's where I stay.
So creating movies
mm-hmm.
is more than a notion.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly it takes a great idea, but making the great idea come into fruition, it takes money.
Yeah, it takes money, but you can also do things on the free, especially now since everybody has a cell phone. You can, these cameras shoot as good as a $20,000 camera, as long as it's not long form.
Right.
But there's a lot of things on the back end of like post-production, being able to know how to edit and those types of things. So having money to make a movie is great if you can get on it. But if you can't, then, find a way to work bare bones.
So did you learn the production part of it and all those intertwine parts of what makes these things go on your own?
Yeah. I did a show back in the day called Being Eddie Black, and it was a show. It was kind of like, it was about a young brother who dropped out of college, and he was working in the mailroom at a ad agency, and we thought it was gonna be a go. We had meetings with Comedy Central. This is back in the day when Russell Simmons was doing Baby Fat.
Right.
And, so we had a vehicle to go, and then it just went array up top. You know what I mean? So
right.
Issues up top. So I didn't get paid for that show. The only thing I got was a copy of Final Cut Pro. So I just committed to learning how to use the program. And from there, it just moved on to cameras, and I just invested the whole just learning how to produce and learning how to direct and learning how to make what I enjoyed being in. I learned how to make it so I can make a television show. I can make a movie exactly the way you see it on television or at the theater.
because I've taught myself the business side of it.
So with the new technology, mm-hmm. since you, the 25 years that you were engaged, mm-hmm. clearly when you walked into it, technology was, you know, not what it is now.
Right.
And certainly people had, you know, more archaic kinds of things. With this new technology, it's certainly made doing this a lot easier,
oh.
right?
Oh, my goodness.
And eliminated a lot of people.
Yes, it did. And it's going to eliminate more right. in the future. But I think you learn how to master the technology as it grows, because it's not going to stop. It's just going to get better and better. Like now, before it would, you can edit a video and it would take you, you know, weeks or a month. And now with AI, you could just plug it in AI and AI would do it in seconds. You know, it's still, you still don't have the touch. I'm a friend of mine, when Tesla came out and everybody was, oh, my God, Tesla's such a great car, an electric car. He said something that made total sense. He says, I prefer my Porsche. I said, well, why? You know, Tesla's a cool car. He says, right. No, Teslas have no soul. I said, hey. He says, when I jump in my Porsche, I can feel the car. I can feel the car animate. You know, I can. It's like the car's alive.
Right, right.
And that's the same thing when it comes to technology and cutting movies and adding that element into this, into the technology side of Hollywood. You lose that soul if there's not somebody there operating.
So you've made a decision to come back to Milwaukee and to do some creating and mm-hmm. Yourself. Let's talk a little bit about what the plans are, because this is not Hollywood.
It's not, but Hollywood has also kind of opened up, because now, before, when I went to Hollywood, it was you come to Hollywood and you make it there. Now with technology, people are making it in their living rooms, so you see a lot of studios are popping up over the United States, and you got what's Tyler Perry, the creator of the CEO of, what's his name? I can't think of his name, but the CEO of Chick-fil-A, they just opened a studio in Atlanta. There's another studio opening up in...
The comedian, what's the guy's name? He's a little short guy, but he's been in...
Cat Williams
is just opening up a studio.
Just opening up a studio. So yeah. what that means is that now there's so much talent, you can find it anywhere. Now, the best place for the talent to get there might be a shorter distance than what it used to be for people to have to fly out to West Coast and to learn how to make their dream come true. So now, since there's so much more access, there's so much more roadway for people to go to outside of Los Angeles, you see a lot more studios popping up. So the big goal for Milwaukee is to be one of those places where we do house some content. We do house a place for people to, you know, show their talents. And I drive down the street and I see all of these empty buildings and I say, oh man, that's great studio space.
Right.
Oh, we got all these car lots. How come there's not a central place for every car lot to come shoot their commercials? There should be. Why not? They would put a lot of people to work.
So if you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Casey Washington, a nationally renowned actor who's appeared in some great sitcoms, all-time great sitcoms, and he's come back home to Milwaukee. Let me ask you, there are people, grandparents listening right now who have grandchildren, mm-hmm. and they see something in them, and we would like for you to pursue, I think she can be an actor, I think he can be an actor. And so sometimes people get snookered mm-hmm. by people who say, I can turn your child into a star. Let's talk a little bit about that. Am I off base?
No. Listen, I visited one before I moved to California, which was John Robert Powers.
I remember John Robert Powers.
John Robert Powers, and
you never know, did much of people. I don't know if people came out of there or not,
Well, the idea with Giant Robert Powers was that, you know, you go in and you audition, and then they say that you're great, and then they offer you, you pay them a certain amount of money, and then they put you in, I guess, in a commercial or whatever. Don't ever pay anybody to make you a star. You're a star or you're not. Don't pay anybody to make you a star. That's kind of reverse of what you're doing. You're going to be a star if you show up in the right place. If I'm doing a commercial for Toyota, I'm not going to say you need to pay me to be in my commercial. I'm going to say that's the guy I want. He's got the gray, he has the look, he has everything that I want. Let's put him in the commercial. Then we'll pay him.
Oh, so that's kind of how that works. Mm-hmm. It's not about the pedigree.
Mm-mm. You're going to pay schools like that, John Robert Powers, you're going to pay to go to the place. I say never pay to play in that industry, especially when you have a talent. And if you have a great talent, you shouldn't be paying to play.
855-752-4842 is the number. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I say good morning, Casey. Good morning, Earl. I'm just curious, Casey, when in your interactions with, you know, the celebs and whatnot out west or wherever, New York, California, do you get any reaction or feedback when, you know, it's apparent you're from, or you're told you're from the Midwest, specifically Milwaukee? I mean, is there any feedback like, oh, Milwaukee beer or the Brewers or anything? I mean, what what, if any, type of feedback do you get?
Laverne and Shirley.
It's interesting. That's a great question. Because every time I say Milwaukee, I get a few answers. Number one, they say, oh, well, I didn't know black people was in Milwaukee. I said, oh, okay. The other is they love this place. Isn't it Milwaukee? They love it. They love the culture. They love the beer. They love the food. You know, I get that response a lot. And they, you know, they definitely put it on there. I would go back to Milwaukee and hang out if I could.
You know, what do you say, man? A dream that a person has. Mm-hmm. And they want to be an actor like you did, only they don't have the chops.
Mm-hmm.
Do you dash their dreams and hopes, or do you, you know, how do you handle that? There's some people who say I can sing, and then you hear them sing, and you...
Yeah, you know, here's one thing. I will never do.
Dash somebody's hopes.
Never. Because you never know. You know, how are you going to do it is always the question. How are you going to do it? You can't, if you're going to commit to it, don't give up. And that's the hard part, because you're going to get a lot of people that are going to dash your dreams and tell you you can't do it, or maybe you should try something different. Yeah, I had a guy, when I started, a guy told me, hey, man, just quit that right now, man. Get yourself a 40-hour week job, get you a pension, and you know, just call it a day. And I took offense to that. Who are you talking to, brother?
Right.
No, you should always want to encourage, no matter what your dream is.
Well, number one, nobody knows what's inside of another person. You don't know the drive. You don't know what's been placed there. 855-752-4842. My guest again is Mr. Casey Washington, renowned actor. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, man, Mr. Casey Washington, a nationally renowned actor, it's so good to have this kind of conversation, man, because I'm usually here every day, Monday through Friday, in dealing with politics and politricksters.
Oh,
and the bulk of my conversation is always about politics.
Right.
So it's refreshing to be able to have a dialogue and a conversation other than that. Because sometimes, you know, we get so caught up in the politics that we forget that there's another world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so how, you know, what are your plans? You say you want to do these things.
So far I'm working with James Madison High School. We're working on a film, a 6-week filmmaker course. That's I'm assuming it'll take place this summer. We're working the kinks out right now. But a lot of it's helping Madison get on that front of just bringing kids, because who knows? They may not know that
that could be the next Casey Washington,
or the next Scorsese,
yeah,
or the next Denzel, or the, you know what I mean? They have no idea. So that it's like, for me, it was presented, I bit, and here I am.
You know, you never know, and I said this off the air, and I repeat it because it bears repeating. People leave this earth and they have talent.
Right.
I think it's the biggest waste when people are born and live their lives, and then their lives, the evil consequences of time, overtake them, mm-hmm. and they never knew they had talent.
Yeah.
But everybody's got talent.
Everybody.
Right? Okay. And so I when I'm talking with kids, it's always about you have talent. Mm-hmm. You have talent. What does it cost to tell people that? I don't know why we don't make that.
Mandatory.
Yeah, mandatory.
Mandatory. Like, because most of us, we're all just guessing. We're all just guessing as we go along. And kids especially, you know, they're the most bright-eyed. They're just guessing like, okay. If you can instill something for that quick second, I promise you it'll be worth all that to see a kid on the other side of them finding out what their dream is and them actually going out to accomplish it. It's like you've done it yourself.
Is there something you can see in a young person, very young ages? I know I can see things in children, and you say, wow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's nobody to direct that wow, that talent you saw in that child at a young age, it's all wasted.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's part of us being adults. We have to take initiative, you know. Kid's gonna be a kid. We have to take if, especially if we see it. If yeah. we see it, I feel like it's part of my responsibility to, if I can't do it, at least I tried.
You know, it's the luck of the draw.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't pick their parents,
right?
And so that's where the society has a responsibility and a role.
What did I say? It takes a village.
It takes a village. So you see something in a child that the parent doesn't.
Right.
Maybe the parent is overburdened
mm-hmm.
and struggling day to day to try to make ends meet and mm-hmm. can't see that. But you only get one shot in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For the most part, you only one shot. And if somebody's not there to help you during that time, you know, I tell you something, man, as great an actor as you are, and I saw your stuff, you're really good.
Thank you, man.
There's some folk walking around on the street.
Oh, that will bury me.
I know. I'm just.
Hey, listen, I have no shame. They will bury me yeah. in just with raw talent, right?
But they don't work as hard.
But
not going to outwork you, right?
But they won't outwork me, but kudos to them, because if I see it, I'm able to make a movie to show. For them to show that talent, hey, you're a monster in front of the screen, in front of the camera. You're yeah. incredible.
You know, man, that thing that you're gonna be doing over at John Marsh at James Madison, I'll be hanging out. I'll be over there, man.
Okay.
I used to work at James Madison.
Oh, did you?
Absolutely.
Oh, what did I?
I worked over James Madison. Not during your time, but okay. probably. 10 years ago, I was over there for several years.
Okay,
and really got to see some people and got to see a whole lot of things. Look, listen, you know, that's it.
Yes, yeah. Oh, but man,
listen, man, we're gonna bring you back.
Thank you. I'll be back.
I really enjoyed our dialogue.
Yes.
So we're gonna do this again. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach. Madnair on air. Calvin, thank you. I'll be back on tomorrow. Enjoy the day.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin-based comedian Eli Pills and Nightlight frequent flyer, musician, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the engines from that American Airlines regional jet that collided with a Black Hawk helicopter has been removed from the Potomac River in Washington this morning. Over the weekend, the families of some of the 67 people who were killed were allowed to visit the crash site. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Panama right now. He is discussing ownership of the Panama Canal and also today watched a repatriation flight take off. It was carrying Colombian migrants back to Colombia.
This is an effective way to stem the flow of illegal migration, of mass migration, which is destructive and destabilizing. And it would have been impossible to do without the strong partnership we have here with our friends and allies in Panama.
Worries about President Trump's tariffs against Mexico and Canada and China are hurting U.S. stocks today as financial markets worry about a potential trade war. Everything from Bitcoin to the Mexican peso fell, as did the stocks of several U.S. companies. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.